BFBS.
Your stories. Phoenix Station, Cyprus.
A charity auction set to take place this week in support of a little girl from Ayas Nicolaias who's been diagnosed with leukemia. 5-year-old Destiny Watson, whose mother, Corporal Angelique Watson, is a clerk at JSSU, has returned to the UK to begin treatment for her condition. But friends and colleagues of her mother's in Cyprus are determined to do everything they can to show their support. Sergeant Rusty Marnix, the president of the Bondu Rats Motorcycle Club in Ayanik. He's been busy planning the special event to raise money for Destiny.
We've decided as a club, because we're part of the unit here, to have a charity auction in aid of funds, you know, to support Destiny through the coming months, you know, through our recovery. We've all got members of our families that have been affected by cancer in, you know, one way, shape or form, you know, and an army community, traditionally, you know, somebody would always step up to the plate and take something like this on. We had a look around. Our club's well placed to do something. We've got the facility here to run the auction and, you know, it should be a good night.
So how's it going to work on the night then?
Okay, so far I've got the best part of 20 lots for the auction. I'm still waiting for replies from other people that I've written to. It's going to be on Friday the 28th of October in the Bondu Rats Bar. We're going to have some chairs set up, we'll have a lectern, we're going to run the auction from about 7:30 that night till we've got through all the lots. We've got some exciting lots now. Parachute wing in Decalia has given me a tandem parachute jump. I've got a flight in a single engine plane out of Akatiri, that's another good lot we've got. And various other things, you know, local restaurants have given us meals for two. We've got a brand new solid pine double bed for auction, you know, just all things like that. And various clubs in Ayanik as well have pledged their facilities free of use for a lot as well for the auction, so it should be good.
Are you still looking for anyone to offer donations or lots to put forward for the night?
Absolutely. If anybody within the BFC area wants to donate a lot for the night, they contact myself, Sergeant Rusty Marnock, in the High Security Watch in Ayanik. No matter how big, no matter how small, somebody will have it, and you know, that's just more money that we can put towards this little girl's recovery. I'm hoping that people can remember what this auction's for, you know, and if somebody wants to give me 100 euros for something that's maybe worth 20, you know, that's all well and good, you know. At the end of the day, it's all going to go to a very, very worthwhile cause.
News of the fundraising event has been gratefully received by Destiny's mum, Angelique, who's currently staying with family in London while her daughter begins a 2-year course of treatment. She told BFBS she feels heartened by the well wishes they've had.
I am very happy. I've told Destiny as well, and she's like, oh, for me? To be honest, I've never really seen this side of the army, and it's pretty good, because since we've been here, they've been supportive. Someone's ringing me every day to see how things are. You know, I get on Facebook, people, they're sending me messages. So the support is good.
And Angelique has a message for all her friends back in Ayanik.
I miss them a lot, and you know, they're family, they're like really family and stuff, and I'm gutted because Ayanik is a very small place, but we're really close, so you know, hopefully we'll get to see them soon. I'm going to be very hopeful.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Ayanik.
Your stories.
BFBS.